On Sunday afternoon in Harford County, the Deer Creek Chorale will present the local premiere of a fascinating piece of choral music. It's a mass setting by Carol Barnett, an acclaimed composer from Minneapolis. Now, choruses sing settings of the Catholic Mass all the time. From the Renaissance right through the current day, composers have set the words to the ordinary of the Mass, both for liturgical use and as concert pieces. Carol Barnett's Mass is called The World Beloved, a Bluegrass Mass, and Sunday's performance will feature the band for whom it was composed, Monroe Crossing. Here's a sample from a recording of the Mass that Monroe Crossing did with Philip Brunel and Vocal Essence, terrific chorus in Minneapolis. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. The composer Carol Barnett joins us on the line from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio. And joining me here in the studio is Martha Banghart. She's the founder and conductor of the Deer Creek Chorale. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Carol, tell us about the idea for this piece, the genesis of a mass for a bluegrass band and chorus.
Well, I think it was in 2002 or 3. I was walking out the door after a Minnesota Orchestra concert, and one of my friends, who is also a stalwart in Chorus America, Mike McCarthy, came up to me and said, "Do you like bluegrass?" And I said, "The harmonies don't excite me too much, but I really do love the sound of the instruments." So he wanted to ask Philip Brunel if it would be possible to do a piece for choir and bluegrass ensemble, bluegrass band, and we batted the idea around for maybe 2 or 3 years and couldn't come up with anything that really caught the imagination until Mike's wife, Kay McCarthy, came up with the Bluegrass Mass, and it just rolled off the tongue so lovely. So we started working on it, and that was the genesis of it.
Yeah, Mike and Kay are good friends of ours as well. Chorus America, the National Association of Professional and Volunteer Choruses, and I've been associated with them for many years as well. So, Carol, then your understanding, your interaction with bluegrass as a musical genre, I assume was kind of limited, or were you
Oh, yes.
Pretty well steeped?
Very limited. What's the television show that has the nice banjo on it? That was about. That was about what I knew about bluegrass. And so Mike started feeding me CDs, and fairly early in the process chose Monroe Crossing to be our band. And so they fed me CDs, and for about 6 months before I started writing, I listened to nothing but bluegrass in an attempt to catch up, which was very exciting and enjoyable, I must say.
Yeah, you just had to immerse yourself a little bit and figure it out. Uh-huh. Yeah, great.
Immersion is it, yes.
Here's a bit of the Gloria from your Bluegrass Mass. From Carol Barnett's Bluegrass Mass, The World Beloved. So, Carol, did you find that, you know, putting together a chorus and a bluegrass band was like putting a square peg in a round hole? I mean, was it was it hard?
It was challenging, but everybody said from the beginning, please don't do a polka mass, which is when you bring a polka band into the service and just accompany all the chants with polkas. They wanted more integration, so that's what I tried to do. On the other hand, the chorus parts do stay in the classical sense as far as production of tone and not swooping around. And we let the bluegrass band swoop around and do the bluegrass sound. I think where the integration comes in is in the melodies themselves and also the harmonies. And the fact that, of course, it is accompanied by banjo and mandolin.
Yeah, and bass, and who else is playing in Monroe Crossing?
Guitar mm-hmm. and fiddle.
Yeah. And Martha Banghart, how did your singers react to this? Had they ever done anything remotely like this? This is a pretty unique undertaking, isn't it?
Well, it was amazing to have many veteran singers, 65 of us and myself, having never heard or anything like it before, and they've taken the challenge forward very enthusiastically and have found that one of the most challenging things about the piece are the rhythms. And we've been doing a lot of Dootsville in our rehearsals, but the text is what really speaks to my singers and myself. And Carol, you have done a brilliant job putting the two together. So it's exciting. And as the choir has become more confident, they are just enjoying it immensely.
And Carol Barnett, talk about the sources that you use for the text. The regular Latin ordinary of the Mass is in five movements, and it is in, of course, Latin. But you've got a healthy dollop of English words in this Mass as well. How did you approach figuring out what it was you were going to set to music?
Well, for the text, we have Marisha Chamberlain to thank. She and I have worked on projects before, and I almost immediately, when I got the commission, thought, you know, we need to involve Marisha. So she is responsible for the text, and she's the one that decided that most of it would be new English words that embody a contemporary progressive thought that, relates to the original Latin text. And we decided to leave the Sanctus, for instance, in Latin, and mm-hmm. also the Agnus Dei. Mm-hmm. And the Kyrie is sort of a mixture. As far as rhythm goes, that was one of the things that was a pleasant surprise from my listening to the Bluegrass CDs. I thought, hey, you know, they add beats, they take away beats, and that's something I really like to do, and I can get into that. So that's what happened. Sorry, Martha.
Yeah. Let's listen to one of the sections that is fully in English. This is the ballad from the Bluegrass Mass.
A child walked forth on Eden's way. A child stretched out her hand. Oh, may I taste the apple there and take to understand the fruit of knowledge in my mouth and know of God firsthand.
You know, there's such a huge tradition, dating back to the early Renaissance, of composers writing Mass settings. Did you worry about, sort of maintaining the reverence for the text and the reverence for the notion of a liturgical Catholic Mass using these, very secular instruments of a bluegrass band along with the traditional chorus? Was that a challenge?
I think that I had stepped past that line by accepting the commission from Mike McCarthy, who is a bluegrass player himself, by the way. And the question was to meld the two musical forces. And it's my opinion that any sincere music is an act of worship on some level anyway. And so that it didn't bother me to I didn't consider it sacrilegious. And besides, Philip Brunel, the premiering group's conductor, has done it in his church several times by this time. So I guess it does fit.
Thank you.
composer Carol Barnett joins us on the line from Minneapolis. Martha Banghart's the music director of the Deer Creek Chorale. She's with me here in the studio on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. We're talking about Carol Barnett's The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass, which the Deer Creek Chorale will present on Sunday. And Martha Banghart, there's always a secondary motivation for work that the Deer Creek Chorale does. You're very much interested in performing and doing the work that you do for a purpose that is an extra musical purpose. Talk about that history with your group.
And we have a dual mission of choral artistry as well as community service. And so in our short 8-year life of Deer Creek Chorale, we have adopted either a local or global cause. And this year, we are supporting the Susquehanna chapter of the Habitat for Humanity. And I'm proud to say we had 35 of our singers on Saturday do a work day on the house of Marcy and Clint Dairymaker, who are the who is the family that we are helping out, and they will be our special guests actually at the performance. So I think this is also one of the motivations for the Monroe Crossing to travel here to Pilesville, Maryland, to work with us, because according to their agent, Art Blackburn, the Habitat for Humanity is one of their favorite charities.
Mm-hmm. So you plaster a few walls and sing a few tunes. That's kind of a nice combo. That's great. Carol, how do you treat the role of Monroe Crossing in this piece? Do you give them a chance to improvise? Obviously, the music you're writing for the chorus, you want to write it down so that they know when to come in, when to come out, etc. But bluegrass players, jazz players, players from all sorts of different genres are used to having the freedom to improvise. Are there some improvised sections where the band just sort of takes off?
They take off. The notation is a strange mixture because some of them read and some of them don't, or Monroe Crossing. And
by read, you're talking about reading music, the reading musical notation.
Reading music, Western music notation, such as the chorus would read. A lot of the notation is slashes and chord symbols. Some of it's in tablature. And some of it is in Western notation and is learned by ear. it's interesting that the original mandolin player, Matt Thompson, I asked him if he could read. He said, yeah, I can, but I haven't for 20 years. And so
he hasn't had to. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I work with Dave Brubeck a lot, and we did a lot of concerts, and there would be places in the pieces that he wrote for jazz ensemble and chorus that the chorus would just drop out, and he would just wail for a while, and he would play, mm-hmm. and then we would all just figure out when we were going to come back in, and it worked out just fine. Yeah, yeah.
In this case, it's a little bit more structured in that they have a set number of measures that they can do whatever they like in. Well, not whatever they like, within the chord symbols and rhythm.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I mean, you're a composer, you're writing the music, and you have a vision of how this is supposed to sound. And then when you turn it over to players, it's a fine line to give them enough leeway to be creative and expressive, but not so much that they distort the intention that you had.
Right. And it's interesting that every time I listen to this, when Monroe Crossing is, well, in fact, when anybody is doing it, but especially Monroe Crossing, since I'm familiar with their original production on the CD, things change, and I always listen for those with enjoyment.
The Deer Creek Chorale will perform Carol Barnett's The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center at North Harford High School in Harford County. Paul Reardon from Temple University in Philadelphia will conduct, and the Deer Creek Chorale will be joined by the bluegrass band Monroe Crossing, as well as three other choirs from area high schools and the Towson University Choral Society. Proceeds from the concert will benefit Habitat for Humanity Susquehanna. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Well, Carol Barnett in Minneapolis and Marty Banghart here in Baltimore, thank you both so much, and break a leg on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more coming up after a break for the news. Indie rocker John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats talks about two new releases, an album and a novel.
Song to 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 stay.